Inside Mac.
For Thursday, August 3rd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are the stories for today. Market research firm finds out just how many iPod owners use them in their cars. Apple hooks up with GM and Ford. And Apple comes to the defense of iTunes. Listening to your iPod while driving is becoming more of the norm. Macworld UK said market research firm Harris Interactive's Auto TechCast has reported that almost two-thirds or 65% of adult car owners who have iPods or other MP3 players use the device in their vehicles. The study notes that the car owners use some type of adapter to use their player while driving. The study was conducted by close to 13,000 U.S. adults ages 18 and over who own or lease a vehicle. The report showed that about 1 in 10 of all adult automobile owners have iPods or MP3 players, but usage in vehicles depends on the driver's age. For instance, younger drivers aged 44 years and younger are most likely to use the devices. Out of the many iPod automobile interfaces, the cassette adapters and FM transmitters have proven to be a popular option for the new iPod owners, but Harris Interactive's research claimed they may soon be passé. It professed more than half of the consumers who own or use an iPod in their vehicle said they're very likely to consider purchasing an interface for their vehicle. Respondents want either an auxiliary jack, Bluetooth, FireWire, or USB interface. Apple announced it has teamed up with Ford Motor Company, General Motors, and Mazda to deliver iPod integration across the majority of their brands and models. This allows iPod lovers to easily enjoy and control their iPods through their car's stereo system. With the addition of these models, more than 70% of 2007 model U.S. automobiles will offer iPod integration. The release said that General Motors alone is making it available in all of its 56 models, representing millions of cars and trucks. Ford and General Motors will feature iPod integration in the majority of their 2007 models in the U.S. beginning later this year, while Mazda's entire global 2007 lineup of cars and SUVs will offer iPod connectivity. The release stated that the iPod offerings for Ford, General Motors, and Mazda will provide drivers with outstanding sound quality while charging the iPod as it sits in the glove compartment. With Apple's recent switch to Intel processors, speculation has been that more people will be purchasing a Mac thanks to Mac's ability to run Windows through dual boot options like Boot Camp and through hardware emulators like Parallels Desktop. Raster Vector surveyed its readers to find out about the future of hardware. When they asked which computer will you purchase next, the results were conclusive. Mac Towers took a strong lead with 44.9%, while Mac Laptops came in second with 30.6% of the vote, while PC Towers took the third slot with 16.3%, a four-time lead over PC Laptops, which only took in 4% of the vote. In a letter to the Norway Consumer Council, Apple denied claims of acting illegally by restricting music purchase from its iTunes music store to only play on its own devices. MacNN reported that Apple said that its practice is not unfair, but admitted that it should clarify its marketing situation. According to the report, the Norway ombudsman must now review Apple's response before deciding on further action. The final outcome could prompt similar actions in other countries. Coming up, more updates and releases from MacMinute.com. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor. Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Newer Technology announced the launch of a new recycling program that will provide a no-cost means for customers to ensure their old PowerBook and iBook batteries are properly disposed of, meaning materials are responsibly recycled. The company said, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, nearly 3 billion cell-based batteries are purchased each year in the United States. Improper disposal of batteries creates environmental risks to groundwater supply and air quality. Included with the newer tech New Power laptop batteries is a free return shipping label. Batteries returned using this label are directed to the appropriate recycling or disposal center that will guarantee proper handling. Line 6 plans to collaborate with Apple on future guitarists and the Mac seminars. According to Macworld UK, the company has confirmed that all its guitar port products will be Mac compatible by August 8th of this year. These systems will combine hardware and software to create studio-quality sound processing solutions for guitarists. It has also been confirmed that its newest USB tone port KB37 product is Mac compatible. The latest product delivers guitar, bass, and vocal tone with the added convenience of an integrated keyboard controller. It ships with Line 6 gearbox modeling software, which provides a collection of 16 guitar and 5 bass amp models, 30 stompbox and studio effects, and 6 models of high-end studio microphone preamps. The company has stated that it will also ship a series of gearbox plug-in bundles in October that will offer a range of classic, vintage, and studio effects and can emulate a range of amps and speaker cabinets for guitarists seeking a particular feel in their sound. DigiDesign is now shipping Pro Tools HD 7.2, which offers an enhanced feature set that includes a comprehensive automation package and extended video capabilities. It features new workflows with multi-channel field recorders and the new Signal Tools DigiRack metering plugins. According to DigiDesign, Pro Tools HD 7.2 is one of the most significant software upgrades for Pro Tools HD and Icon users working in music or post. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.